All right, hi everybody, and welcome to Lecture 80 in this American History program of History at Our House for the elementary class. I always love it when the numbers start to get up high like that. We're in the 80s now. That's pretty cool, isn't it? So we are, as I indicated yesterday, today's lecture is not material that's going to be on the upcoming test. So what I want to do today is kind of give you a preview of the story that we are going to study and get you ready for it. Because the story that we are now going to study in the final part of the course is importantly different than the one we have studied so far. Something really crucial is going to change. So we're going to have to think of America in a new way. Okay? And that new way is we're going to have to start thinking of America pretty much like the rest of the world thinks of America today. And so if I had to say, you know, looking at the world today compared to the way that it once was, if we look around the world today, what we see is that America is a country that behaves in a very specific way. The whole world knows it, and the whole world is basically concerned with what America will do. Anytime, any place, it doesn't matter because it's all around the world. Everybody in the world is always asking themselves the same question. Today, anyway. What will America do? What will America do today is kind of the question that everybody asks themselves today. If the president of Russia gets out of bed in the morning, what he's asking himself is, what will America do today? If the premier of China wakes up in the morning, what he's asking himself is, what will America do today? How will my life, how will my leadership, how will my country be different because of what America does today? That's what everybody in the world asks themselves. And this is quite a strange situation. If we think about American history so far, and we look especially at early American history, this is not a question that anybody in the world would have been asking themselves. So if we go back, for instance, to what we know so far about American history, especially if we look at George Washington and James Monroe and some of those other presidents, how did they act with regard to the rest of the world that would have led people to think in a different way? Why would this question, what will America do today, why would that never have been a question back in the time of the founding fathers? Abby, go ahead.
Because America hadn't done anything different yet. They were still just, well, they were fought the American Revolution, but they hadn't done much extremely important to the rest of the world.
Yeah, right. Okay, that's a very good... You use the most important keyword of all. America was not very important to the rest of the world in its early history. Right? Nobody was paying too much attention to what 13 colonies were doing over on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean in this strange new place, this new world, that didn't seem to be terribly important because there weren't any advanced civilizations there. So America, when it got started, didn't seem to be terribly important. That's one good answer as to why, or in early American history, people didn't ask this sort of question. But there was another reason. Who remembers what George Washington said about how America would act in the world? And then John Adams did the same thing, and Thomas Jefferson said the same thing. And all the early presidents, all the way to James Monroe, they said America's going to be a certain kind of a country. Walker, what did they say?
One that is not
Wait, you're at the end of a really long tunnel. Why are you so far away from the microphone?
We're right here.
Okay, now that's different. Go ahead.
So,
they said that. No, wait a minute. Now you went up to the end of the tunnel again. So somebody's close to the microphone and somebody's not. All right, you guys are going to have to sort that out because I can't have you giggling away for the whole class. Abby, go ahead.
Well, they declared that America was going to be neutral. They weren't going to fight other people's wars.
Okay, right. So neutrality is one of those key words. I think the most important key word about early America is that America would be independent. Right? America's leaders wanted America to stand apart from the rest of the world and stand on its own two feet and everybody else to mind their own business, and America would not bother them either. Now, it was so crucial for America to do that. Because why did America's founding fathers tell the rest of the world, keep out of our business? Go ahead and do whatever crazy stuff you want to do, because we know you guys don't understand what. But keep out of our business, because we're America. So why did the founding fathers have to act that way? You know what? Time to get this Anchor Fact timeline back on the screen. And more people should be able to answer this one. All right. Let's look over here at our good buddy, Mannes Neimer. And everybody like him. Why did America's founding fathers want America to be independent? What was the reason? Wyatt?
Well, they didn't understand freedom.
Yeah, exactly. I like it when somebody gets right to the point. Way to go. Why? Because everybody else didn't get it. The whole world was full of monarchies and governments and people that didn't understand freedom. And the American government was going to do something new and wonderful. It was going to protect the rights of its citizens. And the most dangerous thing to the rights of its citizens was all of those other people out there that don't get it. All of those are countries that have kings as their rulers that want to rule other people and that are going to try to conquer America or conquer each other or do all kinds of stuff that's terrible, because when people don't understand freedom, that's how they behave. So the most important thing for America to do was to separate itself from all of that and to grow into a great country by being independent. Right, so that was our early story of American history. America didn't seem very important. That's one reason why people didn't care too much. But on the other hand, they didn't have to care, because America also said to everybody, as long as you don't bother us, we're not going to bother you. Just mind your own business. We have individual rights over here, and we know you don't get that, so stay away from us. That's all we asked you to do, okay? Stay away. That was called the Monroe Doctrine, and when James Monroe said to the European kings, he said, stay out of here. This place over here, the Americas, is not for you, okay? Because we're going to do something new over here. We're going to try freedom. So stay away, because we know you don't understand that. You don't value it. You don't care. So keep out. Otherwise, we're going to defend ourselves. Okay, so that's how America was at first. But what we are going to see is that that's going to change. And this last part of the course is all about a different America. An America now that behaves in a very different way than the original one. And so this question that everybody asks themselves every day today, everywhere in the world, every leader of every country gets up in the morning and they get a special report from their workers in the government. They get a special report, and that report says what America is going to do today. What? So why is that? why are things so different than they once were? That is the question that we are going to ask ourselves in this last part of the course. How has America changed in the last century? Because it's pretty much about 100 years that America has behaved in a different way. And as a result, the world that we live in is a very different one than the original America and the world that that original America was in. So we are going to now, we're going to prepare for this basically starting today by getting more acquainted with this series of anchor facts here now that we've been, that I kind of introduced to you, and we didn't talk too much about them yet, but I kind of previewed them a little bit, and now I want to do that a little bit more so that you're getting ready for it. Because what you're going to see is that ever since the Civil War, America is going to start changing. It's going to start changing into a different kind of country. And we are going to now start to be interested in a new question. And up till now, in this, with our anchor facts, we've been mostly interested in a particular question. And I put it this way. The question was, or it's not so much a question, it's kind of a prompt or a way of thinking about history. What I said to you was, why do we need to know these facts, for instance? Why do we need to know these facts here, for instance? What we said was, well, because there would be no United States of America without these things. Right? So, for instance, somebody give me this particular fact, of course. There would be no United States of America without Due 1492. How does that one go, Rosetta?
Without Christopher Columbus discovering America.
Right. Without the discovery of America, there couldn't be a United States of America created by European peoples declaring their independence from Europe. Okay, who can do the... There would be no United States of America without, and think of it in terms of this particular set of events. Okay, Patrick, you want to try that? There would be no United States of America without ...
Jamestown and Plymouth.
And Plymouth is the pronunciation. Plymouth. What about them? That's true, but what happened?
Well, they are settlements in America.
Settlements in America. Okay, good. So, to complete that thought, what we need is, without the successful... What is that activity? Creating settlements and creating colonies? What do we call that? What is that type of activity that English people did? What's the word for that? The creating of colonies. Walker of the tunnel. Go ahead.
Call a lot. Colonizing.
Okay, that, yeah. So, what's the noun for that?
Colonize.
No, that's a verb also. The activity is?
Colonization.
Good. Colonization. Okay, so, let's make that sentence now complete. There would be no United States of America without the successful English colonization of America. Right? Because America's not going to be made by Spain. It's not going to be made by France. It's going to be made by English colonists who are going to become independent, of course. All right, so up to this point, our main prompt and way of thinking about these really crucial events in history is there would be no United States of America without ... Now, what I want to introduce you to is a little bit different way of thinking of history, especially modern history, this last 100 years that we're going to see now. And so the prompt is going to go like this. The United States would not be the country it is today without ... Okay, that's our new prompt. Notice the difference. It's not just that the United States exists. We know that. That's already happened. We have a country that exists. It's really big. All the states have been added and so on. All right, so we're not We're not worried about the question of whether or not there's going to be a United States anymore, right? What we're interested in is, well, how did it get to be the way that it is today? And that's what all this stuff over here has so much to do with. And of course, this very latest series of events over here. So, that's our new prompt for our thinking about America, and our new anchor facts is, the United States would not be the country it is today without... dot, dot, dot. Okay, so... I think you guys can already do one of these. In fact, two of them. Can anybody try either one of these with that prompt? We're going to have four new facts here as anchor facts. Well, one of them's not that new. It's the latest. We had it since the start. But I want you to think of it in a new way. The Civil War and the terrorist attacks of 9/11. We could both, I think, we're both ready to do this particular prompt. So, try to finish this sentence for me. The United States would not be the country it is today without... dot, dot, dot. What about this one? This one you should be able to do. We've just been studying it. You're going to do a test on it right now. What is different about the country today compared to the country in 1776 because of this? Everybody has got to be able to tell me that. Otherwise, we'll have to redo all of part 5 all the way through June. So you guys better get to work with some answers here. I'm not willing to move ahead without this one. So, does that threat work? Okay, Nemo, go ahead.
Without the abolishment of slavery?
Without the abolition of slavery, thanks to the Civil War. Perfect, Nemo. The word is abolition, okay? So yeah, the United States of America would not be the country it is today without the abolition of slavery, thanks to the Civil War of 1861 to 65. Good. See how this works now? So now that we have such a great example, thanks to Nemo, who can do this one? All right, remember kind of how this one works. So, Abby, try it out.
Well, there could be no United States of America like it is today, because I have just two ideas about how that might work out. One of them is that today it's involved in a war on terror.
Okay.
It started with the terrorist attacks of 9/11.
Okay.
And also we wouldn't have different World Trade buildings in New York City.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And those are a part of the same story, right? Exactly. Right. So you're exactly right, Abby. So that's the main thing, is the United States today as a world police power, its big mission is to fight terrorism. And that would not be true if it were not for the attacks of 9/11. Right. Okay, so that's life today. That's the United States today. That's the world that we live in now. We are getting so much closer to that. So the events that we're seeing in history are going to be more easily connected to the world that we see around us. So what we're going to do here is, to kind of be ready for that, is I've created a new facts practice that involves these events, and I'm going to give you kind of a preview of these before we actually get to them, right, in our American history lectures. So I'm going to go ahead and bring up the lower elementary facts practice that is new. So the lower elementary facts practice, remember, has 4 facts on it. The upper elementary facts practice has 7 facts. And starting next week, or the week after, I'm not sure, because next week is a short week, we're going to start doing facts practice drills again with these particular facts. So it's going to be important for us to know, of course, what to write down here. And I'm going to do my best to put these on the screen here. So, we're going to go ahead and annotate. And so those of you who are ready to start writing down like your first version of this, yourselves in class. You can go ahead and take this down while I'm doing it. If you don't have a printout of the facts practice yet, then, well, you can, you'll just have to grab the recording here, or I can make a copy of this final one kind of for you so you can know what to write down yourselves. Okay? And then we're going to kind of practice these as we move forward. And so hopefully, because I have a storm right here, we're not going to lose power and Mr. Powell won't disappear all of a sudden in the middle of the class. If you're wondering why all that thunder is in the background, that's what's going on. So anyway, let's go ahead and write out this information. And we just did two of them, so that's really good. I'm going to have to see if I can zoom out here. Can I zoom out? Why can't I? Oh, because I'm annotating. Just a second. I'm going to try to zoom out. Yeah, now I can put all four of them on the screen. There we go. Okay, now I try annotating again. Okay, so, and I'm going to put it on here. And annotating sometimes is a headache in WebEx, but we got it. All right, so we have the Civil War. That is 1861 to 65. Okay, and it was Nemo who explained to us what happened. So, American slavery is abolished in America because of the Civil War. Okay? That is our really crucial milestone, that America became the way that it is today because of this. All right? And we already know this one down here. So we have 9/11, right, 2001. So America begins to fight the war on terror because of the attacks of 9/11. All right, so that's the ones that we already have. So here are the other ones that are a part of America being such an important country in the world today. We have two great wars, two world wars that are going to make America into the protector of the whole world. Because of these wars, America is going to become the world police power. And everybody is going to expect from now on that if anybody is getting into an argument or anybody in the world is getting into a fight, that the United States is going to do something about it. So these are really crucial. Why does everybody think that today? Well, the main reason, the first reason why this all got started, because America saves Europe from the German Empire in World War I. That is why people think that the United States will police the world today, because, as we are going to see, America is going to save Europe from the German Empire in World War I. And World War I is from 1914 to 1919. Okay, so that's going to be something that we are going to see in our story. And we are also going to see that, well, America did a pretty bad job of it, as it turns out. And this is not a pleasant fact. But America didn't do a very good job of saving Europe that time. And so it had to do it again. Oh my gosh. America had to save the world twice because the first time was not done so well. And so this one down here is America not only had to save the world from Germany, saves the world from Nazi Germany and The Empire of Japan. Two terrible evil empires in World War II. And this is going to be from 1939 to 45. Okay, so this is the story. This is the kind of these are the anchor facts of the story that we are going to study. We are going to study a modern America. The good news is it's an America that doesn't have any slavery. So that starts back here. Wonderful. Okay. But at the same time, it's an America now that's not independent anymore. It's an America that is involved in everybody else's business, basically. Policing the world. So we're going to have to see, how did that become the case? And, well, what's that like? Why is the world the way that it is today? These are going to be the crucial facts. All right, so, like I said, I'm going to produce a printout of this so that you can have a copy of it. And we're going to do it as a facts practice. Okay, so, probably a good idea for you guys to start... Woo, did you hear that thunder? So it's probably a good idea for you guys to start working on this now. Usually facts practice is a good idea kind of every day, once a day. And you can practice writing it out and then you'll get better and better at it. And perhaps next week or the week after, we'll start doing it in class as we did before. We'll start doing some drills. Okay, so that's pretty much all we need to do. Now, of course, I do not want you to do facts practice instead of test prep. Just in case you were wondering, right? Or just in case you were going to make that mistake. So, absolutely, the most important thing for you to do right now is the test prep. Don't do facts practice instead of test prep. You can do it in addition to test prep, right? But absolutely focus the next couple days on your test prep. And in the meantime, you can get ready for this new world in which the United States is going to be this important world police power by practicing these anchor facts. And as we proceed in part 6, you'll see how this came to be, how history came to be this way. That's going to be our goal. Okay, so that's pretty much it. Any questions or comments about that? Does anybody want me to leave this on the screen for a little bit or right now? I can do that, or we can just call it a day. What do you prefer? Wyatt wants me to leave it on the screen. So this is what we're going to do. This will be the official end of the class right now. So whether you're in the class or listening to the recordings, you're welcome to just hang up or stop. If you want to, and it's a good idea for you personally, go ahead and stick around and write this down. But for the time being, I'll just say thank you, and we're done. And I'll just hang around for another 2 minutes in case anybody has questions or comments. Okay? Bye, everybody. And if you're leaving, that is. And talk to you tomorrow in History Through Art.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, if you're leaving, just go ahead and go. And I'm going to answer questions or comments from those who are staying. Nemo, go ahead.
Are those all the anchor facts they're going to learn this year, or are you going to learn more?
That's a good question, Nemo. And I think this is as many as we are going to have. The reason why I can't give you a 100% answer is because I just invented anchor facts this year. So they're even kind of new for me. So I'm learning more and more about them as I teach them to you. And I even have a group of grown-ups that I'm teaching anchor facts these days. And every time I teach them to people, I learn more about them. So I might decide it's really important to learn another one or two, but probably not too many more. Probably not too many more. So I don't know. We'll see. I think this is probably it, but we'll see. Interesting question, isn't it? Because an anchor fact, while you guys are writing, I'll give you guys another minute here. It's kind of interesting. An anchor fact is an event in history that helps us to understand the way the world is today. That's basically what it is. And history is full of those. It's really interesting. We've become accustomed in modern times to just learn facts about the past and to lose sight of the connection to the present. And I think that's a terrible mistake. And so I've been very interested in the idea of how to reconnect the past and the present. And I've been working on that for a long time. And now this anchor fact idea, I think, is one of the most important ways. And the thing is, though, you can connect the past and the present lots of ways, lots of wonderful ways. And it's kind of strange to me and weird that we've forgotten how to do it. So as I work on this idea, I might decide, hey, it's a really great, there's a really great connection that we're missing so far. We'll go back and fill it in or something like that. But so far, these are the best ones that I've got. And we'll just, you know, we'll see how it goes. See how many we decide to add. Because it's a new thing. It's a new invention. So who knows? Maybe it'll be a history revolution. All right. I think that's about as long as we're going to stick around today. So thank you. And like I said, if you're still struggling to write this stuff down, I'm going to make a printout of this. So don't panic here. Okay? I'm going to make a printout of this. And you'll be able to get it from me. As a screenshot, okay, on the class webpage. So thank you very much, everybody. Now, I don't think I can do the printout capture right now, can I? Oh, yeah, I can. I'm actually going to do it right now because that way I don't have to do it later. Look at that. I just did a screen capture. Cool. Okay, thanks, everybody. And we'll talk to you tomorrow in History Through Art. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.